I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Today I promised you from last time that we will be going over some Kill Team Chaos. Alrighty, but first, before we get to that, let's go ahead and say, Sean, what the hell have you been doing? I've been trying to steadily move my shit. I have a lot of shit. Moving from one house to another, failing. My health is getting down on me. I just can't do it as fast as I'd like to, but I'm working on it. But, on the plus side, I've been painting shitloads. I ended up painting, some just random primary space marines up as Iron Warriors. Yeah, it's just my buddy plays Iron Warrior, so I figure give him a complete team. He's doing a lot of work and stuff for his family, so give him a team that he can work with, that he can play with, and have a little bit of a liking. I know that they're not chaos, so to speak, but they are chaos. I got a box of Reavers, which I'm all turning into Night Lords, so that's another project I'll be working on. Let's see, painting some, getting some Blood Bowl out of the way, stuff that's been on my desk, that's been just shitty hanging around, getting that done. Playing some HeroClix, not buying a lot of HeroClix. I got the new Vanguard rules from Mantic Games, so we'll be going over that soon, so get yourself looking forward to that. Yeah, just doing a little random painting. I got my towel pretty much all done. I got a couple of Fire Warriors and or Breachers to finish up, but just a couple. I got 3 stealth suits. I got 2 stealth suits that are from Grimfrost, I think it is, or whatever. Outside company, they look pretty damn good. I'll go ahead and just look on my page, see pictures of that. Let's see. That's all I've been doing. Working. Going to U of M for testing. Painting, bed, repeat. But today, let's go over and talk about some chaos. Now, unfortunately, in the main 40K book, it doesn't give us a lot of chaos. It gives us, it gives us just Chaos Undivided, Heretic Astartes, and it gives us Thousand Suns, and it gives us Nurgle. So we'll go in each one in order. So we'll get these all done. I don't really have a lot of love for the anything regular Space Marine anymore. Let me just tell you, I think everything should be given a Primaris treatment. They're fun to paint. They're a lot better to paint, so I don't know. I could just end them with 2 wounds inside of a kill team. It's like pretty damn sweet. But anyway, everything should have Primaris. As simple as that. Heretic Astartes, to give you a little background, and blah, blah, blah. We've only got 4. I repeat, 4. Let's see. Tactics. Yes, tactics. We have Veterans of Long War, 2 command points. Gotta have Heretic Astartes tactic. Use this tactic when a Chaos Space Marine model from your kill team is chosen to attack. And the shooting... is chosen to attack in the shooting phase or fight phase. You can add 1 to the shooting or fight phase. You add 1 to the wound roll. Okay. That's for 2 points. Okay. We got Demon Spirit. 2 command points as well. These things are pretty freaking pricey. This tactic is used at the end of the movement phase. Pick an enemy model within 1 inch of your leader and roll a d6 and a 4 plus the enemy model suffers one mortal wound. I kind of like stuff like that. The Mechanicus has something like that. I don't think I went over the Mechanicus, but we'll get there soon. And I'll explain why, but at the end. Okay, next up we have Fury of Khorne. Even though we don't have any Khorne heretics, use this tactic at the end of the fight phase. Pick a Khorne model from your kill team, and that was 1 inch for enemy model, you may immediately fight again. So that's pretty cool. With getting the treatment of Nurgle and Tzeentch, Khorne and Slaanesh are left out in the wind, I guess. And they beseech the gods. 2 command points is this as well. Use this tactic at the start of the first battle round. Pick a model from your kill team and roll a d6. On a roll of 1, the model is found unworthy and suffers d3 mortal wounds. On 2, you add 1 to the hit wound. On a 2+, add 1 to the hit and wound rolls for the model until the end of the battle. It's kind of like a chosen chaos, I guess. But here we go. We are into... There's not a lot of choices for these chaos guys. So, you'll see each one when I go over them. We got the chaos cultists. These guys here, with the exception of attack numbers and leadership for the champion, all the stats would be the same. Movement 6, weapon skill 4, ballistic skill 4, 3 toughness, 3 strength, 1 wound, 1 attack, leadership 5 with a 6+. Models are armed with an auto gun, and up to 2 chaos cultists on your kill team can be upgraded to gunners, and 1 chaos chosen on your team can be upgraded to chaos cultist champion. As long as you go ahead and, you know, your general taking heavies and stuff like that. Specialists that they're allowed to take are leader, champion only, heavy for the gunner, combat, demolitions, veterans, and zealot. You can pick a mark of chaos. When you add a model with a mark of chaos keyword to your kill team, you can choose to replace one of the following keywords: Khorne, Nurgle, Tzeentch, or Slaanesh. Or you can choose one if they have no mark. If you choose the mark, you got to know that in your data card. So I imagine that some things, it just matters that your chaos god is there. Even though they don't really support it hardcore, but I'm just going with it. Next up, we have Space Marines. Chaos Space Marines. We are looking at the general stat line of Space Marines, period. Movement 6, weapon skill 3, ballistic skill 3, strength, toughness 4, 1 wound, 1 attack, 7 leadership, 3+ wounds. The champion has 8+ leadership and 2 attacks. They come with bolt guns, bolt pistol, frag grenades. Up to 2 chaos space marines in your kill team can become chaos space marine gunners. And 1 chaos space marine can be the champion. Okay. As you know, the gunners can take the specialist weapons and stuff like that. We're looking at, let's see. Yeah, you can. Oh, 1 chaos space marine in your kill team may take a chaos icon, though, too. If they have the Khorne, Tzeentch, Nurgle, or Slaanesh keyword, they must have the appropriate icon from the chaos icons below. If they have no mark, they must take the icon of vengeance. We'll get there in a second here. We just got bolt guns switching with heavy bolters. Bolt guns changing over to with flamers, or melted guns, or plasma guns. No biggie. What we see everywhere else. But. So, their abilities are, they got that transhuman physiology, so they ignore 1 flesh wound it has suffered. They have death to the false emperor. And this is a basic benefit for these guys, too, because there's a lot of Imperium running around. If this model with this ability makes an attack in the fight phase with targets of an Imperium model, each time you roll a hit of 6, you may make an additional attack with the same weapon against the target. These attacks cannot themselves generate any further attacks. Boo, but let's see, you get lucky, roll, got a good attack, 3, and you roll 3, I mean, not too bad. They have the Mark of Chaos. When you add a model with the Mark of Chaos keyword to your team, you can choose to replace it with one of the following: Ted Needs, Corn, Nurgle, Shinesh. Or you can choose one that has no mark. You just set a mark, basically what it is. Specialists, we have Leaders for Aspiring Champion, Heavy for the Gunners, and Demolition, Sniper, Veteran, Zealot for the other ones. We have the icons, which are pretty cool. It's like a little... You have to pay for these, so it's not like they're free. We got the Icon of Wrath, which is Corn model only. You can reroll charge rolls for Corn models when it's 6 inches with a friendly model equipped with this icon. So that's cool, giving you a little bit of a choice. Icon of Flame for Zinch. At the start of your turn, in the Psychic phase, roll a d6 for each enemy model on a kill team equipped with an Icon of Flame. On a roll of a 6, inflict 1 mortal wound on the closest enemy model within 12 inches of the model being rolled for. Not bad. We got the Icon of Despair for Nurgle. Subtract 1 from the leadership if you're within 6 inches of these guys. Icon of Excess for Slaanesh model only. Death through the False Emperor ability of models within 6 of a friendly model equipped with the Icon of Excess. Take effect of a roll of a 5 rather than a 6. So, a little bit better chance to hit. Then we have the Icon of Vengeance. You cannot have any of the other marks, but if you just have like the just chaos, add +1 to leadership characteristics of models within 6 of any friendly model equipped with Icon of Vengeance. It's quirky. Weapons, we have auto guns, auto pistols, bolt guns. We got their just generalized stuff. I'm not seeing anything sticking out. We have brutal assault weapons for melee, which is just as user. And every time a bear fights, give him a conditional attack with his weapon. So, chainswords, power fist. Cost of them are cast base marines at 12, the aspiring champion, and the marine gunners are 13. The cast costs are 4, and the other two options are 5. I don't know. I see nothing here that'll make me want to just say, "Ooh, chaos! I want to go do chaos." No, it doesn't make me happy. But what does make me happy is the love for Nurgle that Games Workshop has been showing since the last 3 years. I'm not going to lie to no one. The new models that they've been putting out for Nurgle are freaking badass. They look like the bomb. They're awesome. And, yeah, I got a unit of Nurgle that got put aside in the case up at the hobby store. So if I need to get a guerrilla game in on somebody to go ahead, because no one's a guerrilla in our campaign we're running, but if you've already played your game for the week, you can play somebody that needs to get their game in with your unit that you picked, or you can do a guerrilla game and I put up the Death Guard to, yeah, why not? These guys have their own tactics here. They have Putrid Splatter, 2 command points. When a model loses a wound from your in the fight phase, roll a d6 for each enemy model wound, then 1 on roll of a 6. The model suffers 1 mortal wound after all of its attacks have been resolved. So he's got gushy splatter. We got Veterans of the Long War. So you can add 1 wound to rolls made, same as the other one. Nurgle Infestation for Nurgle Guard Tactic. Use this tactic at the end of the movement phase. Pick an enemy model within 1 inch of your leader. And roll a d6 on a 4 plus the enemy model suffers 1 mortal wound. Kind of like, a little bit like the icons. Mortal wounds aren't bad. Handing out little single things, it really does and can play a big part in the game. So do not look past these small little gifts. We get Cloud of Flies. 2 command points. Matter of fact, everything on here is 2 command points, minus Nurgle's gift. Cloud of Flies. Use this tactic to end the movement phase. Pick a model from your kill team. And to end of the battle round, enemy models may only shoot this model if it's closest target visible to them. Kind of like a smoke thing. Gets you up, getting ready to put the Nurgle beat down. We got the Grandfather's Blessing. Use this tactic at the start of the first battle round. Pick a model from your kill team and roll a d6 and the one that models found unworthy in Suffolk D3 on 2+, so it's basically it's just got some VPs that the general chaos have. But we have Nurgle's Gift is the last one. Use this tactic after a Poxwalker from your kill team takes an enemy model out of action in the fight phase. Roll a d6 on a 4, you may set a new Poxwalker within 1 inch of that model, so you make him. Poxwalkers can make more models. And we'll get to say, hey, what is a Poxwalker? They are this. They are little pieces of shit. They are 3 points apiece. There is no champion or nothing like that. They have a move, 4, 5 weapon skill, 6 physical skill, 3 strength, 3 toughness, 1 wound, 2 attacks, leadership 4, save 7. Yeah, a save 7. Their models are armed with improvised weapon. Each time a model with this, but they have the disgustingly resilient. Each time the model with this ability loses a wound, roll a d6 and a 5+, it does not lose that wound. The only specialist they can take is Combat and Zealot. So they're just basically fodder. But be careful. They're great for filling up gaps you might have for a couple points here, a couple points there. As they go, I'm going to have this person to, guard the objective. Don't forget, when they start to go bye-bye, you got to start taking your, you can make your route. But we have Plague Marines. Is there a big thing here? And I literally do not understand why anyone would worship Papa Nurgle. As gross as Chaos God, I would have to go with Slaanesh myself, but I could be a deviant. But, Nurgle's so nasty, but the models are so beautiful. We have Plague Marines. We are 5 movement, 3 weapon skill, 3 ballistic skill, 4 strength, 5 toughness on all of our guys. So here we got a little niche, a little thing that other things usually don't have in the kill team. 1 wound, 1 attack, leadership 7, strength 3. Our champion, of course, has 1 better leadership and 2 attacks. All these models armed with bolt gun, plague knife, and break grenades and crack grenades. So the pretty good layout. A plague knife basically allows you to you can reroll plague knife. You can reroll 1 rolls for 1 of this weapon. A wound rolls a 1 for this weapon. So, not that bad. Let's see. Doesn't really give you any extra stuff where you get an extra attack or something, but it is what it is. Yep. Okay. Let's see. Plague Marine Gunner may replace their bolt gun with up to 2 Plague Marines in your kill team can be Plague Marine Gunners, and up to 2 Marines in your kill team can be Plague Marine Fighters, and 1 Plague Marine in your kill team can be Plague Champion. So you could run 2 gunners, 2 fighters, champion, deck them all out, spend the rest of your points on Poxwalkers, or try and get to Holy Number 7, and a 100-point game, you're going around with bare minimum Nurgle guys, but it's theme, man, it's theme. Let's see. A Plague Gunner may replace their weapons with a Plague Spewer, Plague Belcher, Blight Launcher, Melted Gunner, Plasma Gun. We'll go over the special weapons here in a minute. A Plague Marine Fighter may replace your bolt gun with one of the following. A Bubotic Axe, Great Plague Cleaver, or Flail Corruption, or a second Plague Knife. Sounds like it might be Q. A Mace of Contagion and Bubonic Axe. A Plague Champion may replace your Plague Knife with a Plague Sword. A Plague Champion may replace their Bolt Gun and Pull Pistol with a Plasma Gun. Plague Champion may take a Power Fist, which I jumped on that one, and 1 Plague Marine in your kill team may take the Icon of Despair. Yeah, I did. I made that fit. I got the guy with all the bells. I don't know who he is with the other ones, but I had my green armor. I did a lot of rust. My guys, their Papa Nurgle thing focuses on rust and corrosion. Anyway, in my brain, one day I might write it out. Who knows? So, these guys have the Death to the False Emperor. They have the Transhuman Physiology. to get the Icon of Despair, which was subtract the leadership characteristic of enemy models when a 6-inch is a model equipped with the Icon of Despair, subtract 1, and they got disgustingly resilient. Each time the model with this ability loses a wound, roll a d6, and a 5, it doesn't. Best out of the three. Right out of the book. Better than the regular Chaos, better than Tzeentch. Plague Marines are where it's at right now. Where's my Khorne, and where's my Emperor's Children? I want to show that. Because I like to do a whole kill team of berserkers, because I just love screaming blood for the blood god, but instead of, and my cat, but, so let's see what we got for special stuff. Blight grenades, you reroll, wound rolls a 1 for these weapons, blight launcher, same thing, plague belcher, strength 4, damage 1, no AP, you can reroll wounds a 1, okay, I'm guessing, and the Plague Spewers the same way. You can reroll wounds, but the Plague Spewers, like a flamer, automatically hits. Okay, that's about it of anything else. Flow Corruption. Oh, Bubonic Axe, +1 attack, -2 AP. You can reroll ones. Flow Corruption, reroll ones, +2 strength, -2 AP, doing 2 damage. Great Plague Cleaver, +2 strength, -3 AP, d6 damage. You can reroll ones, but you also have to take one away for your attack. It's kind of like a power fist. Mace of Contagion, +2 strength, -1 AP, 3 damage, and you can reroll the ones. And you must subtract 1 from your roll as well. Plague Knife, reroll ones. Plague Sword, user, reroll ones. Power Fist, well, you subtract 1 from the roll to hit, and you're doing +2 damage. So, yeah, so far, that's my favorite. I'm biased. Now, last but not least, we have the Thousand Sons. I don't hate them. I just don't see no reason why. I have my new Chaos unit that I might be doing, Chaos Not Chaos, is going to be Night Lords using nothing but Reavers with grapple guns, possibly grab launchers, grab shoots, because it's thematic, and I imagine I can only get 5 guys in there with skull masks, and I get pink lightning, and I can see how that goes. But they have some of their own little tactics they have. They have Sorcerer's Focus, uses tactic at the start of your psychic phase, pick a psychic model from your kill team. This is when 2 inches, at least 2 other models from your kill team, add 6 inches to the range of this model's Psybolt psychic power to end of the phase. So here we got something Chaos that breaks the mold. I know probably Grey Knights do it too, but I didn't go over them. But another phase that they get to use. And that's pretty, can be pretty beneficial. I mean, that's a phase that you totally dominate, if you think about it. They get the Veteran of the Long War, blah, blah, blah. They had the Malicious Familiar. Uses tactic in the movement phase, pick an enemy model within 1. So they go ahead and do that one thing where they zap you for a point. Immovable Automation. Uses tactic when a Rubik Marine or Rubik Marine Gunner from your kill team is taking out action, roll a d6. On a 4+, the model suffers a flesh wound instead. Very nice. We have Psycho Slaughter. Uses tactic in the fight phase. Pick a Tanzagor from your kill team, and that model may immediately fight an additional time. Not too bad. They got, like, Space Beastmen, so we'll get there. And Hungering Warp Flame. Uses tactic in the shooting phase. When you choose a model in your kill team to shoot with a Warp Flamer, or Warp Flame Pistol. Until the end of the phase, you may roll 2 dice when determining the number of attacks made by it, and pick die as roll. Alright. Let's go ahead and we'll go with the Tanzagors. These would be, let's see. Weapon Movement 6, Weapon Skill 3, 4 Ballistic Skill, 5 Strength, 4 Strength, 4 Toughness, 1 Wound, 1 Attack, Leadership 6, Save 6. Leader has plus one attack and leadership. Twist Bray is your leader. One Trazgor in your army, maybe take a Brayhorn. What is a Brayhorn? Sounds like something I should look at, huh? Oh, Brayhorn. Okay. These guys here have the Aura of Dark Glory. These guys have 5 plus invulnerable save. Not bad. Brayhorn, you'll add 1 to the advanced rolls and charges made for 10 Zagors within 6 inches of a friendly model equipped with this. Simple enough. Okay, now the Rubric Marines. These are your normal Marines. We got 5 movement, 3 weapon skill, 3 ballistic skill, 4 strength, 4 toughness, 1 wound, 1 attack, 7, 3 save. Changing with the leadership and the attack for the aspiring sorcerer. Oh, also he's got a plus 1 to his movement, so he can move 6. These models are armed with an infernal bolt gun. So let's go over here and jump over and see what an infernal bolt gun is. It's an infernal bolt gun. 24 inches, rapid fire 1. Strength 4, negative 2, 1. No special weapon. No special ability. Not bad. A Rubric Marine may replace their... Oh, an Inspiring Sorcerer may replace their Infernal Bolt Pistol with a Warp Flame Pistol, which we'll go over. Warp Flame Pistol. Pistol. 3 strength. Negative 2 on your AP. 1 damage. Oh, and this weapon automatically hits the target, so... Yeah, kudos. A Rubric Marine may replace the Infernal Bolt Gun with a Warp Flamer, which is, I'm assuming it's a Flamer. Automatically hits. Assault D6, 8 inches. Strength 4, negative 2 AP, and 1 damage. A Rubric Marine Gunner may replace the Infernal Bolt Gun with a Soul Reaper Cannon. Now that sounds fun. That really does. So Soul Reaper Cannon, 24 inches, heavy 4. Strength 5, negative 3 AP, 1 damage apiece. And one Rubric Marine may take the Icon of Flame. So let's go ahead and jump on their things. Icon of Flame, at the start of your turn, in the Psychic Phase, roll D6 for each model in your kill team equipped with the Icon of Flame. On a 6, inflict 1 mortal wound on the closest enemy model within 12 inches of the model being rolled for. Okay. They have the Transhuman Psychology, or Physiology, Aspiring Sorcerer only. Ignore the penalty for this model's hit rolls from one flesh wound as it suffered. So now, it's like, okay, so only our aspiring champion get that. But we got some stuff still to go. We have Death to the False Emperor. Nothing like being a dead horse with a stick, but that's what it is. But we have all his dust. And plus one saving throws for Rubric Marine or Rubric Marine Gunner if the attack has a damage characteristic of 1. In addition, negative modifier to hit for rolls for moving and shooting heavy weapons does not apply to Rubric Marine Gunners. So kind of like in 40K, you get to walk around slow and purposeful shooting things. And what do we have left? A Inspiring Sorcerer can attempt to manifest 1 psychic power and attempt to deny the psychic power in each psychic phase. He knows the Psybolt psychic power. And what is a Psybolt, you say? Has a warp charge value of 5. If manifested, the closest enemy model within 18 inches and visible to the psyker suffers 1 mortal wound. Page 33. If the result of the psychic test was 11 plus, the target suffers D3 mortal wounds instead. So, gives you something nifty. Not sold on the regular chaos until we get some of this, man. We need to get Korn out there, guys. Get off your ass, GW. We need to get fucking Slaanesh. We need to get the different other traitor legions things we do, and we need to see some stinking Primaris heretics. I know it doesn't make sense, but you know, the heresy happened 10,000 years ago, and so did the creation of these Primaris behind the Emperor's back. So, with that being said, that is it. That is it for Chaos. That's what we got. I will let you know this weekend. Plan on using my Nurgle for the first time as a guerrilla troop. We'll see. I'll tell you what their loadout is. I'll send pictures to cute, sexy little fat balls of pus. And that's it. I will cover Adeptus Mechanicus pretty soon. But I'm going to wait. They're good. I like them. I have no complaints about them. I ended up picking up the two halflings from the Blackstone Fortress. And I thought I could run. I was going to make up a halfling army kill team with just nothing but ratlings. But then I saw the other guy from the robot. He can be taken as for the ratlings. But you can't take the special characters as Mechanicus, at least not a Warhammer Battle Manager, or Kill Team Battle Manager, so that kind of blows. So, I'll figure it out, but I'll cover Mechanicus coming up soon. And I'm going to go over Vanguard and tell you what unit I picked out as my Secret Santa gift, and tell you why and what they got. So, I'll probably come at you pretty soon here again. I'll bombard you with a little bit of smaller tidbit episodes like this. Hope you enjoy. Remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. And you know how to get a hold of me. All right, bye. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Stay a while, and I promise I won't keep you long. I'll keep you for another minute. Faces in life.